of how to deal with Torah Shvi'is. But Rav Aaron showed me in a Sefer Shari HaShmita that answers a little bit how they can weigh things in Yesh that have Kedusha Shvi'is. Because it says over there, first of all, it's a basin, but it applies to Shlichas too. We're basically not paying for the vegetables. We're paying for the Havala, for the Tircha, or whatever, not for the actual vegetables themselves.
He says it by that also. He says it by
the Shlichas. Okay. So Mela, when you're weighing it, we're not weighing what's it called, things to buy Kedusha Shvi'is, we're weighing it to in order to figure out how much the other expenses were. So you're not weighing things that you're buying things with Kedusha Shvi'is. We're not buying things with Kedusha Shvi'is. We're paying for the Hovala, we're paying for the Tircha, according to the weight, the number. In other words, the more it weighs, the more Tircha they had, the more the transportation costs, or whatever. It's not divided evenly, so you have to weigh it to know what your share of those expenses are. So when you're weighing it, there's no issur in weighing things that have Kedusha Shvi'is. It's issur to weigh things for Kedusha Shvi'is in order to sell them. But here you're not weighing it to sell the Kedusha Shvi'is, you're weighing it in order to figure out the incidental, very high, what's it called, carrying costs. So that's okay. 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 Also, the kalkul the hafsid peris v'irokas shvi'is. Like we learned, you can't ruin or destroy, it, even if it's only partial destruction. Things that have kedusha shvi'is, or machalim sheish ben tami peris shvi'is. Not only things that themselves become kedusha shvi'is, but things that became kedusha shvi'is because things were cooked with them or whatever mixed with them. Beinim heim ruim lachilas adam, beinim heim ruim rak lachilas balichayim. Doesn't make a difference if the things are fit for human consumption or even if they're only fit for animal consumption, you still can't destroy them and ruin them. In Yesh Lefana Michael HaKadosh B'Kedusha Shvi'is U'Michael She'eino Shvi'is V'Rotzel Le'echol Rak Echad Mehem Yochal HaMichael Shvi'is K'dei Shelo Yufzer HaMichael Shvi'is. Not everybody holds like this. You have an apple or you have a pepper that has Kedusha Shvi'is and a pepper that doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is, you only want to eat one of them. So whichever one you eat will be eaten, the other one may go to waste. So you should eat the one that has Kedusha Shvi'is, because if you eat the other one, you're going to cause the one with Kedusha Shvi'is to be wasted. Now, we don't really hold like that. Because according to this, there's at least some mitzvah, not just not to destroy Kedusha Shvi'is, but to preserve it. There is no mitzvah like that. The mitzvah is only not to destroy it. I don't have to preserve it. And there's surely not a mitzvah to eat something with Kedusha Shvi'is. So in this kind of case, I think the theater of Eliyashiv, there would be no mila of eating the one with Kedusha Shvi'is over the other one. Because I'm not causing directly the waste of it. It's just happening passively, which anyway we do. Okay. Okay. Nechlechu hadeos in mutter ligrom kilko, the perish shvi'is, kimen shena kilko nasabi adayim. If you're not just passively doing it, but you're causing it, but indirectly, there's a machlokus whether that's called causing it or that's not called just passively let it happen. Okay. Machos or shvi'is shenipsa, something that got ruined already. Im adayim roi lachila yideatcha, keim afsiro biadayim. If it's still edible, even not easily, but people will eat it, still can't destroy it and ruin it. Haroa perishvius munachim baderech tzorech lagbiyam o lazizam lemakom shel yidruchu aleihem. Which again, I'm not sure if that's the case, but the Mesfami brings up from Chazon Ish, I think, that what's it called, that if you see perishvius put in a place where they're going to be destroyed, people are going to walk over them or whatever, you should take them away from that and put them in a place where they're not going to be destroyed actively.
And if it doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is?
What?
And if it does not have Kedusha Shvi'is?
So then it depends. The halacha is that from the Gemara, that food, ein mavirin ala ochlin, that you have to pick it up or whatever. Bizman Azeh, most poskim hold, that's not the case. If there's food strewn in the street, nobody's going to eat it. So it's already not edible, so there's no inyan to what's it called, to bedafka pick it up. If it's still edible, right, and it's going to get destroyed or whatever, it's a food in a container or something, and a car is going to go over it, then it's time you have to pick it up.
No, it could be anybody. Yeah, it could be on his way from back from shopping, he dropped the whole sack of potatoes in the street.
Yeah, okay.
So he says Kedusha Shvi is not even. So you have to pick it up.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Mutter litom prio tavshul sheish ben Kedusha Shvi is. I feel like you should pull to acharat ima. The ain bolo. The ain's a nechshik of a kalkul peri shvius. So, be when you're cooking something with kedusha shvius, you want to taste it, but you don't want to swallow it, right? So you want to spit it out after you taste it. You're allowed to do that with kedusha shvius because that's normal to do. It's normal to taste things and not to have to swallow them. Okay. Habola bashal selik. Have we learned this already? This is, yeah. Mutter lishtof migredes yadonis. What's it called? You have a shredder. Or one of chashmal, matcheina, mascheita. You're allowed to wash them. Achopish dvukim bosh yori yerek or prishos vias. They ain't beze isa makalkal prishvias because nobody's going to scrape it off. The leftovers, scrape it off these things to eat it. So it's anyway not in a state where it's not edible, so you're allowed to destroy it. Should be careful before Pesach not to mix things with Kedusha Shvius with Chometz that eventually you're going to have to destroy. Lampos uga b'yayin shel Shvius. Shemelo ye ochlu at sovs man hetrachilis Chometz. It's not really chiyuv not to do that, but it's a good idea to be careful not to cause hefset to perish shvius. Also, lipto perish shvius adayin enam ruim lachila, hoil mafsilam. There's no gaya now. Soon, at least, things will start growing fruit on the tree that will have kedusha shvius. So you can take the buds off the tree before there's fruit, because you're not destroying any fruit. But once the fruit starts to grow, you can't take it off the tree before it comes ripe, because you're causing now that it's already fruit and it's not fit for eating, and you're making that it won't become fit. Over the kotfam oshenashru mutarin bachila avshein darko bekach shim lo yochlein koshken shifzu yoser. We said most of the time you're not allowed to eat unripe fruit of shvius because that's the normal way to do it. But if you took fruit off the tree that will never become ripe, and now the choice is destroy it or eat it like that, it's better to eat it like that than destroy it. Elan pri kodim shiabo pri to the kotso b'shvius tzorich etzim. Before there's fruit on the tree, you're allowed to take off the buds. You're allowed to cut down the tree because there's no fruit on the tree right now. Amal hishkalasos pri also. Once the pears start to grow, you can't cut down that tree. Even if cutting down the tree is not baltashkas. For instance, you need the wood to build a sukkah. Or you want to cut down the tree because you need the place to build a house, and the house is worth a lot more than the tree. Then it's not baltashkas. Usually we say with a fruit tree, you should have a goy do it, because there's a special klal about cutting down fruit trees. But when it comes to shvius, you can't do that, because it doesn't make a difference. It's not, even if it's not baltashkas, but you're destroying the fruit of the shvius by cutting down the tree, that's awesome. If, as long as the fruit didn't grow completely. If it grew completely, then cutting down the tree is not going to affect the fruit. You can just take the fruit off and eat it. Then you're allowed to cut down the tree if it's not baltashkas. Him hotzi peros vigila or samaisras shapri kvar roi lachila uktsis ilan losasik lepri mutter. Like we said, if the fruit already ripe is ripe, then you can cut down the tree and just eat the fruit. Okay. Also the kalkel Michael Adam, the afilu eno mafsido the gamrei ela mekalkelo baofen shishor roy lachilus balichayim gamkin also. Even if you're not going to destroy the kedusha shvius things completely, but you're going to make them not fit for human consumption, but they're still going to be fit for animal consumption, right? Still also to do. You can't destroy it even partially. Ein laso sharsharos tmunos uchadomi perishvias. Right, they make arts and crafts things with macaroni. I don't know whether you're allowed to do it all together, right, because it's baltashvis. But it could be that since the arts and crafts is worth more than the macaroni, that you're allowed to do that. But you can't use perishvias for that. Especially you're causing it to be ruined. Okay. Interesting. You have grass that's edible by animals, right? So you shouldn't rub your shoes with mud on the grass, which makes it inedible for animals, if the grass has kedusha shvius. Most grass doesn't have kedusha shvius, but there's grass and there's whatever that's royal, that's fit and set aside for animals. The grass here is not set aside for animals to eat, except for wild boars, and we don't really want them to eat it. But there's no animals that we graze on our, what's it called, lawns. But if there would be, that would be a consideration. You have to educate children that they shouldn't destroy things with kedusha shvius. But muter losis michael shoshvius latinoko soragim lechel beatzma. You're allowed to give food with kedusha shvius to children who already eat on their own. You can't put a banana with kedusha shvius in the hand of an infant where you know for sure he's going to throw it on the ground. He's not going to eat it. The kid doesn't eat bananas on his own. Right? So then your mom is destroying it. But a kid, a year old, that eats a banana on his own, except a lot of times he ruins a good portion of it, that's okay. That's the way a kid eats. So he's using the kedusha shvius the normal way of how he normally eats. The yeshomrin, she calls the rakshim a kalklas a michael besoke the achiloso or besofa. Of the darkel a kalkla bechilas achiloso, also achilo michael kaze, vishenefshe kamosa lo biyadayim lekilka below the kagrama. Right, however, if the kid, before he eats it, destroys it, right? You give a kid food and he throws it on the floor, right, and destroys it before he eats it, then you shouldn't give it to him. But if while he's eating it, the normal way he eats is some of it gets crumbled and throw on the floor or whatever, that's okay. Yesh kosu shimikalka rov hamachal yesh lachma lo leishis cotton. However, some people hold that if the cotton destroys most of the food and only eats a small portion of it, then you shouldn't give him things with kedusha shvius if that's going to be the case. The yesh omrim shimnatinik ol lahatsir hamachal afilo shibarov hapamu ochel rov hapri gamkin osolosis lamachal kazeh. And another chumra is that if the kid, even though many times he eats the whole thing, but sometimes he's in a tantrum where he throws the food and destroys it, you shouldn't give it to him even lechatchil like that either. Yeshu kosvu shetov shalolosis latinik michael shvius yosim ashadorish lo kadesh liyafsidem. And the Boshner says that it's better not to give a kid michael shvius more than that what's it called, that he'll eat without destroying. So give him little bits at a time or whatever. Oh, that's a chumra. Nikaradin, you can give him food, even if you know he's going to, what's it called, while eating it, destroy some of it, because that's the normal way to deal with food when it comes to kids. Okay.